Albert, I've been calling you. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Didn't you hear me call you, Albert? I've been calling you from upstairs.
You see my tie?
Oh, I say. I'll have to put the flag out.
What do you mean?
Cleaning your shoes, Albert. I'll have to put the flag out, won't I? What are you looking for?
My tie. The striped one, the blue one.
The bulb's gone in Grandma's room.
Has it?
Well, that's what I was calling you about. I went in and switched on the light and the bulb had gone. Aren't those your best trousers, Albert? What have you put on your best trousers for?
Look, Mum, where's my tie? The blue one, the blue tie, where is it? You know the one I mean, the blue striped one. I gave it to you this morning.
What do you want your tie for?
I want to put it on. I asked you to press it for me this morning. I gave it to you this morning before I went to work, didn't I?
Unit 12. A night out. Exercise 3.
Well, your dinner'll be ready soon. You can look for it afterwards. Lay the table, there's a good boy.
Why should I look for it afterwards? You know where it is now.
You've got 5 minutes. Go down to the cellar, Albert, get a bulb and put it in Grandma's room. Go on.
I don't know why you keep calling that room Grandma's room. She's been dead 10 years.
Albert!
I mean, it's just a junk room, that's all it is.
Albert, that's no way to speak about your grandma. You know that as well as I do.
I'm not saying a word against Grandma.
You'll upset me in a minute, you go on like that.
I'm not going on about anything.
Yes, you are. Now, why don't you go and put a bulb in Grandma's room and by the time you come down, I'll have your dinner on the table.
I can't go down to the cellar. I've got my best trousers on. I've got a white shirt on.
You're dressing up tonight, aren't you? Dressing up, cleaning your shoes. Anyone would think you were going to the Ritz.
I'm not going to the Ritz.
What do you mean you're not going to the Ritz?
What do you mean?
The way you said you're not going to the Ritz, it sounded like you were going somewhere else.
I am.
You're going out?
You know I'm going out. I told you I was going out. I told you last week. I told you this morning. Look, where's my tie? I've got to have my tie. I'm late already. Come on, Mum. Where'd you put it?
What about your dinner?
Look, I told you. I haven't got the... Wait a minute. Ah, here it is.
You can't wear that tie. I haven't pressed it.
You have? Look at it. Of course you have. It's beautifully pressed. It's fine.
Where are you going?
Mum, I've told you, honestly, 3 times. Honestly, I've told you 3 times I had to go out tonight.
No, you didn't. I thought you were joking.
I'm not going... I'm just going to Mr. King's. I've told you. You don't believe me.
You're going to Mr. King's?
Mr. Ryan's leaving. You know Ryan. He's leaving the firm. He's been there for years. So Mr. King's giving a sort of party for him at his house. Well, not exactly a party. Not a party, just a few... Well, you know. Anyway, we're all invited. I've got to go. Everyone else is going. I don't want to go, but I've got to.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I won't be late. I don't want to go. I'd much rather stay with you.
Would you?
You know I would. Who wants to go to Mr. King's party?
We were going to have our game of cards.
Well, we can't have our game of cards.
Put the bulb in Grandma's room, Albert.
I've told you. I'm not going down to the cellar in my white shirt. There's no light in the cellar either. I'll be pitch black in 5 minutes looking for those bulbs.
I told you to put a light in the cellar. I told you yesterday.
Well, I can't do it now.
If we had a light in the cellar, you'd be able to see where those bulbs were. You don't expect me to go down to the cellar.
I don't know why we keep bulbs in the cellar.
Your father would turn in his grave if he heard you raise your voice to me. You're all I've got, Albert. I want you to remember that. I haven't got anyone else. I want you to bear that in mind.
I'm sorry I raised my voice. I've got to go.
Albert!
What?
I want to ask you a question.
What?
Are you leading a clean life?
A clean life?
You're not leading an unclean life, are you?
What are you talking about?
You're not messing about with girls, are you? You're not going to go messing about with girls tonight.
Don't be so ridiculous.
Answer me, Albert. I'm your mother.
I don't know any girls.
If you're going to the firm's party, there'll be girls there, won't there? Girls from the office.
I don't like them, any of them.
You promise?
Promise what?
That you won't upset your father.
My father? How can I upset my father? You're always talking about upsetting people who are dead.
Oh, Albert, you don't know how you hurt me. You don't know the hurtful way you've got speaking of your poor father like that.
But he is dead.
He's not. He's living in here. And this is his house.
Look, Mum, I won't be late. And I won't...
But what about your dinner? It's nearly ready.
Celia and Kedge are waiting for me. I told you not to cook dinner this morning. Just because you never listen.
Well, what am I going to do while you're out? I can't go into Grandma's room because there's no light. I can't go down to the cellar in the dark. We were going to have a game of cards. It's Friday night. What about our game of rummy?